Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This is the Believe in Pro Wrestling podcast. Here's Rick Uccino and SP3
on the Believe Podcast Network.
What is going on, everyone? We are on the eve of Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia. Noon Eastern time is when this bad boy is going to kick off on a Saturday afternoon. So, no more football, unfortunately, but hey, we still get a weekend sporting event of some kind. God knows when we're going to get baseball, right, John Alba?
What? Why would you kick us off on that start, Rick? What are you doing here? What the hell was that about?
You know what? I'm a Reds fan, man. I don't know what's worse, not having a season or getting a season and then having to watch the Reds for 162 games.
Man, if you want to see me get hot, we can do an hour on the lockout and then we'll... squeeze in the beautiful kingdom of Saudi Arabia for about 3 minutes and see where we go from there.
They met for all of about 15 minutes yesterday. I guarantee you this show is going to be a lot longer than 15 minutes today, but we'll try to keep it as short as possible because John's a very, very busy man. For those of you who don't know who John Alba is, John, just give him a rundown of the great work that you're doing over at adfreeshows.com, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm a member of the Ad Free Shows Network and the Podcast Heat Network, the host of The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, which is a biographical deep dive into Matt Hardy's career and the Hardy Boys, Jeff Hardy as well. The host of the Wives of Wrestling podcast with Giovanna Angle and Kim Orton, which I think is the most different podcast out there in the wrestling spectrum.
For sure.
And get doing work on Conrad Thompson's Ad Free Shows Network. Up for Debate, a show with the head trainer of the Monster Factory, Danny Cage. I just started a show called Time Limit Draw with Lash LaRue of WCW fame, where he quite literally draws a caricature while I interview him. It's pretty insane. Yeah, man, crazy things going on over there.
Well, you're doing great work. We love to see you. You know, good things happen to good people and, you know, all your success because, you know, you've wanting to work full time in wrestling for a long time, and it finally coming to you. So we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Likewise.
To do our Elimination Chamber preview show here. We are going to run down the card in its entirety, and then we are going to ask John Alba the big question: does he believe that he can beat SP3 in trivia? SP3, what's your record on this, by the way? What do you own one? That's right, 0-1. You got housed by Alex McCarthy a couple weeks back.
For the record, I don't believe I can, but I will try to.
For those watching us on YouTube, I just spelled out WCW because I'm Brett the Hitman Hart on this show.
Are you doing the backward C like Brett?
Yeah.
Oh, good God. We got 8 matches to run down. And this honestly, this show is like both ends of the spectrum. Like there's like 3 or 4 matches that I'm like, yes, I can't wait to watch those. And then I'm like, why are these on this card? We're going to break down all 8 matches. But first, football season may be over. Basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops, from all the latest odds, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land. Bet Online, the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head on over to the website. Use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That is BLEAV. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, UFC odds, right down to Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. Sports, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, your number one online wagering destination. The fastest, easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. And gentlemen, why not just start with the biggest matchup on the card, probably your main event tomorrow. It is Elimination Chamber. So let's start with the Elimination Chamber matchup. Bobby Lashley, the WWE champion, now two-time WWE champion, has to go through Austin Theory, AJ Styles, Riddle, Seth frickin' Rollins, because they had to add that to his name for some reason, and Brock Lesnar. Lot of talk, SB3. We've been talking about this for weeks now, about how WWE really wants to do title versus title, Universal Champion Roman Reigns versus WWE Champion Brock Lesnar. Do you think that is ultimately what we're going to get at WrestleMania 38? Does Brock Lesnar win this match tomorrow?
Yes. WWE has convinced me. You have done a great job, WWE, and you have convinced me that the only way to make this Brock Roman match different from the past two WrestleMania matches, different from the last time we were in Saudi Arabia, different from all the other times they versed each other, is making it the biggest match possible and making it for the WWE and Universal Championships. So yes, Brock Lesnar wins the Elimination Chamber.
John, I know you feel a certain way about that. Do you think that is the direction that they are going to go? And how do you feel if Brock Lesnar does walk out of Elimination Chamber with the WWE Championship?
I think it's the most likely direction that the company ends up going with it. It seems like Brock being in this match would be pointless unless he was going to win the championship. But him winning the championship negates him winning the Royal Rumble in the first place as well, and facing Roman Reigns. It really, to me, it kind of is a microcosm of a lot of the issues that people talk about with the presentation of top stars in WWE, where there's that one tier of a couple people and then just nobody else is even at that level. And I do worry about that. Here's the one thing that I will say could potentially maybe change direction a little bit. And that is the potential impact of what seems to be Cody Rhodes coming in.
Yes.
If it is determined that Cody Rhodes is going to be put right into the WWE Championship picture, which frankly, I don't believe is a bad idea at all, and he's going to come in super hot, then maybe Bobby Lashley would retain in that sense, and you can go in that direction. I don't believe, and I've seen people speculate about this, I don't believe that Cody is going to be in this match and like take somebody out. I think debuting him in front of the Saudi Arabia audience is not the way to go.
No.
His first night needs to be either on Raw or SmackDown, or heck, even at, you know, WrestleMania, you know, in front of that live hot crowd, and don't announce it ahead of time. Just let him show up, for the love of God. I do think that Lesnar is the most likely option here, but if they're going to go in that other direction, honestly, I would put the belt on Seth Rollins. I know that sucks for Bobby Lashley, but I feel like this title reign for him was doomed from the get-go, because they really have been flying by the seat of their pants.
He's a transitional champion.
Yeah. This reminds me so much of 2017, when AJ Styles started off the year, and then they gave it to John Cena, and then they gave it to Bray Wyatt.
Reminds me of last year when they made the Miz the champion.
And literally, they did that so Bobby Lashley could win the title. Like, Bobby Lashley couldn't beat Drew McIntyre. And also, another question, why couldn't Brock Lesnar as WWE champion just enter the Royal Rumble? He Correct. Literally had a Correct. Better reason than when he entered the Royal Rumble as WWE champion in 2020. He could have just came out the after day one and said, I still want Roman Reigns. The only way I can do that is winning the Royal Rumble. So I'm entering myself in the Royal Rumble, and this time I won't make myself number one, because that's the whole reason I lost last time. So
hell no, even forget that part of it. If you just, it would be more of a shock factor for him to come out at number 30 after he had beaten Bobby Lashley, because there wouldn't
and
you
then
wouldn't
your
be
Monday Night Raw promo. You just say, "Hey, I entered because I won Roman."
Roman Reigns. Yeah. Exactly. That would have made a heck of a lot more sense. But now WWE has kind of booked themselves into this position where I do think Brock Lesnar is going to win, but the wild card here is Cody Rhodes. If he signs on the dotted line today, tomorrow, whenever, and they feel comfortable enough to go in another direction, I would put a shot for Seth Rollins maybe to win this match, or Lashley to retain. The question is then, how do you protect Brock Lesnar? Because now you have to have what, Roman Reigns or somebody interfere in the Elimination Chamber, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of the Elimination
Chamber.
It has
happened before.
It has. SB3, I know you're not a fan of that.
No, because I literally think it should be special times that it happened. I was okay with Shawn Michaels coming through the bottom to interfere and cost The Undertaker that match because it led us to the match that we were going to get and we always wanted. I didn't like when the Wyatt family invaded the Elimination Chamber in 2014 to attack John Cena. I felt like that took away from a very good Elimination Chamber match. I remember all these times that they
invented. That's why he's going to smoke me in trivia because I had no recollection of that happening. No. I remember they had the great match against the Shield earlier that night, yeah. But that's the extent of it.
Yes, and then they followed up by the lights going out, and then they entered the Elimination Chamber. I hate it every single time. I feel like it takes away from the Elimination Chamber, and I 100% agree with John. Why do you put Brock Lesnar in this match if he's not going to win? Like, you're literally having the challenger for the Universal title lose a few weeks before WrestleMania.
Now, there was the report from Wrestling Observer that there are going to be some twists and some turns on this show. Don't know the validity of that. Don't know what that means either. That doesn't mean that the results are going to be any less predictable than what I have a feeling that we're going to believe up and down this card. Who knows what could possibly happen? Hell, maybe they take Brock Lesnar out of this damn match, but I don't believe that they would fly him all the way to Saudi Arabia and then not have him perform in the match.
Yeah, I would and plus, pissed. I'm sure, like, Brock. That's probably, like, Saudi Arabia probably is requesting a guy like Brock Lesnar to be there. So, yeah, I wouldn't go that route with it.
So officially, all three of us, we're taking Brock Lesnar in this one to win the WWE Championship and set up.
But Cody is an outlier. Cody is an outlier. What happens with Cody Rhodes could certainly cause a change in creative direction, which I wouldn't hate by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm right there with you. Moving on to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, the Usos defending against the Viking Raiders. How are we feeling about this one, guys? Where are we on the excitement?
Should be a hell of a match. Yes. Should be a real good match. Hey, you know what? The one thing, the last Saudi pay-per-view was a hell of a show. So probably the best WWE pay-per-view in some time. So I think that this should be a high caliber match. I mean, the Viking Raiders are one heck of a tag team, regardless of how they're positioned. And I think they'll have great chemistry, but I don't see any reason why the Bloodline would lose any titles before WrestleMania.
I would agree with you. The only thing that I could possibly think of is if they're trying to get the belt on the Viking Raiders so they could put them on Corbin and Moss, right? It's like, because Corbin and Moss kind of had that little thing that they did with the Viking Raiders, and then they kind of like just went away from it.
I think McIntyre is probably facing Corbin at WrestleMania. Yeah, so I don't, and I'm sure that the SmackDown tag titles will be in some multi-team match like they are every year. So I envision the Usos retaining here.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be New Day and Usos probably at WrestleMania. Maybe they add another team in there, but yeah, I don't see any way, shape or form that the Usos lose these tag team titles. Do you? Sid?
I'm agreed. Yeah, the Usos should win. I hate the fact that WWE has made the Viking Raiders, aka the, what was their name? The Viking War Raiders. And the Viking Experience, aka War Machine. The fact that they have made them into just another tag team, and even them winning the Fatal 4-Way to get this number one contendership, they have done nothing to build this matchup at all, besides one singles match where the Viking Raiders lost, and then they got attacked backstage. They have not heated them up at all.
Yeah, and what I think that one match that they lost was all of what, 3 minutes?
Yep.
If that on SmackDown, which has been a problem as of late, short matches on SmackDown, but at least the wrestling has been better on Monday Night Raw. I'm going to take the Usos in this matchup as well. This one is one that I'm really looking forward to. Not so much that I think it would be the kind of banger that it would have been back in, you know, Lita was back in her heyday, but I'm really looking forward to how this story plays out in the ring, especially after Becky's promo on Monday, where it definitely seems like she didn't want to take this match because she doesn't want to hurt her childhood idol. She doesn't want to have to put down her childhood idol. And that makes me believe that early on in this match, Lita's going to get a lot of offense because Becky's going to be hesitant to want to attack her. And it's going to get to the point where she's going to be really close to losing her title, and she's finally going to snap and just beat the hell out of her until the point where she finally just says, just look at the rabbits, George, and takes her out.
And she looks into the camera and says, I'm sorry, I love you, and then super kicks her. That sounds like the same story to me.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, I mean, I think this is definitely a match that kind of hit us all out of left field. I don't think this is it for Lita. I think Lita is probably working WrestleMania, quite frankly. I think she's got a little run here in her because I've been listening to her promos, and she's not saying I got one last match in me. She's saying I got one last run in me. So yeah. I think that we probably see more from Lita. So I envision Becky wins here, but man, it would be great to see her match up with a Bayley or a Sasha at WrestleMania. I think that'd be a great way to give one of those girls a dream match on a big platform and utilize them in an efficient way.
Yeah, and especially considering Lita has only had one WrestleMania match in her entire career.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It's almost highway robbery is what it is. So it's like, yeah, I kind of hope that Lita does stick around and has another match. And, you know, her one more run, I mean, it would kind of suck that it's going to be loss after loss after loss after loss. But the results really don't matter so much as the fact that we're getting these performances out of Lita at this stage in the game, right, SP3?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be her first female singles match since 2006 when she lost the women's championship to Mickie James at Survivor Series 2006. And then Crime Time came out and sold her panties. But this is a much different Lita now, and this is a much better treated by WWE Lita. I think I've really enjoyed the build-up to this match. I would say as far as promo work, this is the best Becky Lynch rivalry since she has returned. She's really been on the money with where she was as a character when Lita first came out and challenged her to where she was at that contract signing. And it makes me interested in this matchup. I'm not interested in this matchup going above 7 minutes, though. I hope that they stick this between 7 to 8 minutes. And I think these two will have good chemistry with each other.
Yeah,
but Becky Lynch wins.
Right, yeah. Becky Lynch is going to win. There's no way they're taking the title off of her right ahead of WrestleMania, especially when it looks like we'll get to there, but might get the payoff with Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 38.
I mean, I could see it being a situation if it is Bianca, maybe if, I mean, they have to be committed to going like full on heel with Becky, which, I mean, I've talked about this ad nauseum. I hate all of it, but maybe she is putting the boots to Lita a little bit, and maybe that's where we get a save from Bianca and the endorsement from Lita kind of thing. So, you know, the heel Becky Lynch stuff, it's
not for everybody. It's subjective entertainment. I get it. I have been
listen
enjoying
to you walking that line.
He always
I see the tweets. I know. I see the tweets.
I'm telling you, I do enjoy Becky Lynch.
You probably would have liked New Coke back in the day.
Yes.
Like he would have been like, you know what? Like, it's not bad. God.
He would have enjoyed Naked Midian and Big Show and Big Boss Man feuding over his father passing away. Like, you would have enjoyed all this stuff. This man literally has stood up here for 9 weeks and told me he's entertained by the Alexa Bliss segment.
You're putting words in my mouth.
You said Alexa Bliss has been fantastic. That means that
her performances have been good.
If the one person that the segments are focused on is fantastic, that means the segment should entertain you, Rick.
I said I enjoyed Alexa Bliss's performance. They came off
that is like the most walking the line, tippy toeing over the fact that it wasn't entertaining.
I flat out admitted it after they came out with that bullshit ending.
Yeah, it only took you 9 weeks.
Where she got killed. I like to see things play out before I give a final grade on things, SP3. The problem with WWE is most of the time they don't let it play out.
We'll get you a shirt.
Anyway,
between you and Louis Dangor, I'll tell you, man, it's something.
Hey now.
You're right. Bray Wyatt didn't call you out on Twitter, so that's a fair point.
That's true. And Seth Rollins didn't say you were fake news. But we are here to talk about the Elimination
Chamber. Boy's in a class. I love him to death, but that boy's in a class all his own.
He's the best. I love him.
Young kid. He'll learn. So we're all picking Becky Lynch. I think we're all going to be on the same page. Maybe not, actually. Because I would not put it past WWE to give Madcap Moss a win here. I really, really wouldn't. They love this character.
Finish 1, 2, 3, Madcap Moss.
They freaking love this character. They are shoving it down our throats, short shorts and suspenders and all. SP3, you got to look about you right here.
Do the WWE realize that Drew McIntyre is the second biggest star that they have on SmackDown?
They should.
So he shouldn't be having matches on pay-per-view or premium live events with Madcap Moss more than once. It should not happen. I understand we're going to Corbin and McIntyre at WrestleMania, but the fact that I have to watch this match again, and it wasn't that bad at day one, and I'm sure this match is going to be solid at the very least, but Madcap Moss is the most uninteresting character in all of professional wrestling. Like, literally, he actively makes me less interested in him every time I see him. Man. And I want Drew McIntyre to use his sword on him at the Elimination Chamber. Drew McIntyre wins.
Oh my goodness, that was harsh. Hey, listen, he's a great athlete. He's a really good athlete, Moss. Yeah, I mean, we got this match on pay-per-view already once, and it was pretty straightforward in, 4.5 minutes. I've got Madcap Moss winning with the help of Baron Corbin to set up a WrestleMania match, because that's how WWE works heat. And should that be the route? No, but that's how heat works in WWE and trading wins. And I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. And I'll take it one step further, because again, Cody Rhodes changes things, right? That's the wild card in all of this. But man, they just started calling him undefeated Happy Corbin in the last week or so. So you can't tell me that this man isn't going to help Madcap beat Drew at Elimination Chamber and then get a win over Drew McIntyre somehow, some way at WrestleMania and be the first guy to challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship right after Mania is over. You can't tell me that's not the direction that they're going to go, because when they start saying stuff like undefeated Happy Corbin, they're putting him over for a reason. They're starting to build him up for a reason. I got Madcap
maybe
winning.
He's facing Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Maybe.
He retired Kurt Angle. You would think that'd be something WWE would remind you about every single time he wrestles, but
Baron Corbin. No, see, that's it, man. Baron Corbin retired Kurt Angle.
Baron Corbin did that. My bad.
Happy Corbin. He's undefeated, even though, yeah, you'd like to see him tout that. But yeah, I got Madcap Moss winning this one as well. SP3, I think this is going to be the match you're looking forward to the most. We got Naomi, your girl Ronda Rousey, versus Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. I'll let you have the floor. How's your girl going to work? This is her first actual match back in 3 years. So you got to be looking forward to this one for sure.
Smart move putting her in a tag team matchup, especially, you know, after what we saw on SmackDown last week with Naomi and Charlotte Flair. If they are in the ring the most, this is going to be a quality matchup on the show. But I think the finish is going to be Ronda Rousey snapping the arm of Sonya Deville and making her tap out ahead of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. I think that's exactly what the booking is. A good showing by Charlotte and Naomi. I was glad that they got time to work and were allowed to kind of showcase what they could do. And I don't have huge expectations for this match, but as long as you get a nice hot little moment for Ronda there, I'm sure Ronda will be pretty over with that crowd. So she'll go in there, do her thing, and it should be a pretty harmless match, all things considered.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of Naomi early on. I think, you know, they're
yeah, take the heat.
Charlotte and Sonya are going to do the thing where they keep Ronda out of the match as long as possible. I wouldn't be surprised if Ronda's in this match for more than 90 seconds. She's going to jump in there at the end off the hot tag, play the hits, and then, yeah, just decimate Sonya Deville in seconds.
And Ronda's really good at that. You know, she heats up really well, and you know, people will argue and say what they want to say about Ronda Rousey, but she is good at that. She comes in like a firecracker, and that's how she should be portrayed here.
Yeah, and I do think this is a nice little reward for Naomi to get the team with Ronda Rousey, and she's going to get the win here in Saudi Arabia, and they're going to keep Rousey and Charlotte away from each other as much as possible in this match to make you want to see it that much more at WrestleMania. But yeah, I'm with you. Ronda Rousey is going to win this match by making Sonya Deville tap out, and probably tap out pretty damn quickly. This matchup got added this week. We got this Johnny Cage looking MF-er right here going up against Rey Mysterio. Boy, he's really pushing for that Johnny Cage role in the Mortal Kombat sequel, and I really hope he doesn't get it, because I don't think he's that good of an actor. But
oh my God, The Miz Academy Award. He's a future Academy Award winner.
Come on. I mean, yeah, he's the A-lister, and I get that and stuff. But honestly, I think this match could go either way, flip a coin. It just got added this week. I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be an okay. Rey Mysterio isn't going to have a bad match, but I just don't have a whole lot of interest in this one. John?
Miz wins after Dominic inadvertently costs Rey.
Ooh. It would be nice if they heated up that damn storyline.
We're finally going back to that storyline they forgot about.
I very much think they will get it ready for WrestleMania, pal.
I got three nights to fill.
I'm going to agree with John here. I'm hoping that's the only way Ray's getting a singles match on this WrestleMania lineup. So, yeah, I think it should be something like that, and they can play into the finishes that they did on TV with Dominic and Miz and have Dominic, like, turn his head, and he thinks he's tripping Miz, and he actually trips Rey Mysterio, and that leads to the skull-crushing finale. So Miz has lost his last two pay-per-view matches. I think he should win.
I was going to say, Miz loses a lot.
He does.
He loses a lot. Has he won I honestly, other than like that roll-up win over Dominic Mysterio a few weeks back, did he win a single match between his WWE championship win and that one? Because I don't remember a lot of them.
The last time he won on a pay-per-view is when he won the WWE championship at last year's Elimination Chamber.
Wow. You totally did some like Elimination Chamber like so you're like the worst of the people that are in my DMs and my mentions that are like, well, you know, it was actually the 2009 Elimination Chamber event that they did a callback to No Way Out 2004. Where
wait, people actually message you this stuff?
The amount of stuff I get, it is truly, truly unbelievable. I have people who are in my mentions that are like, yo, how shitty is this Matt Hardy character? And I'm like, what do you want me to, what do you think I'm going to say? Like, what? Like,
yes. Yeah. What are you going to say? And then they're going to screen grab it and tweet it out.
God. Even his co-host feels the same as me.
Yo, isn't Kim Orton hot? God almighty.
Oh,
these are real things I get.
I swear.
Bad man.
Wrestling.
Now, see, here, the difference is I say that to Kim Orton and she'll be like, thank you very much. I agree. but, you know, it's different. So.
Oh, and I was going to say, and the difference is the stuff like Sean Rossap gets is unbelievable, but he has no problem screen grabbing them and then throwing them out of the Twitterverse. You're a little bit nicer than that.
I try to be, but Reddit hates me, so I try to like stay away from all that. So.
Let me just, who does Reddit like? Like, that's
a good point.
Reddit is like the cesspool leftovers of Twitter. That is what Reddit is at this point.
That's very true.
I'll be different, and I'll say Rey Mysterio wins this matchup. Here is the next one here. And right until on Monday, I thought Bianca Belair was the slam dunk favorite to win this matchup. But then Raw, a couple interesting things happened. They really, really heated up Rhea Ripley very, very quickly. She looked impressive in that gauntlet match. And then we had the return of Alexa Bliss to action. Kind of hard to believe they would bring Alexa Bliss back, John, just to eat an L in this matchup. But the story that makes sense is Bianca Belair getting her comeback on Becky at WrestleMania. So what are you thinking?
If Bianca Belair gets the comeuppance on Becky, you're going to everyone be like, see, this was the plan all along. And this was going to
be it.
They purposely did the 35 seconds thing so they could pay it off months later, even though Bianca hasn't talked about it for like 2 months until just recently. Like, holy gee, I stand by it. I mean, I ad nauseum, but I feel like that was like one of the most damaging just character movements that could have ever been done. And they have been lucky that the crowd just loves Bianca Belair, that she hasn't been totally killed, because she is still over, which is a good thing. And it's a testament to her. Yeah. But I could see them going with a triple threat or a fatal four way at WrestleMania with Rhea and Alexa in there. I don't want to see that. If you're going to tell the Bianca Belair story, it should be a singles match and give them a proper singles match with no Gaga. Cause didn't they already do a triple threat match with,
with
Becky?
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. Sasha, correct. So, I would have Bianca Belair win this, but you're not wrong, Rick, unless they're bringing back the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania, where maybe Rhea could win something like that. I'm not really sure.
I mean, Bianca makes the most sense. And I hate the idea also of doing a triple threat match or a fatal four way, because then what was the point of doing this Elimination Chamber matchup in the first place if you're not nailing it down to one contender? I'm sticking with my gut. I still think somehow, some way, Bianca Belair wins this matchup, but I am not confident in that pick.
It could just be as simple as they heated Rhea up because they're like, we need someone to go toe to toe with Bianca in this Elimination Chamber match, so we got to heat somebody up as believable, which I don't have an issue with that at all. But my gut still says Bianca.
A lot of this setup has not made a whole lot of sense, because if you're going to bring Alexa back, Alexa probably should have gone after Charlotte, who is the person who put her out in this crazy cuckoo's nest, you know, time off situation in the first place by ripping Lily in half. But Ronda Rousey's the wild card that throws things off. Again, the bringing back Becky Lynch as a heel and Ronda Rousey as a babyface, just what, like, two of the things that just made no sense whatsoever, and it's thrown everything into chaos. SP3. Are you still liking Alexa Bliss? That's where you were leaning earlier on in the week.
I've literally been leaning on the sixth entrant, the mystery entrant, is going to win this. Like, I'm going to put on my Vince hat.
I really thought it was going to be Asuka. I really did.
Yeah.
The Undertaker hat is now my Vince hat. I'm putting on my Vince hat. This was never the plan. I've been telling y'all this for 2 months now. This was never the plan, regardless of all y'all wishing and hoping and praying that Bianca Belair, you know, redeems herself and beats. I gotta tell y'all, if Bianca Belair wins this match and versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, she's beating her in 10 seconds. Put money on it. Put money on it.
I think would just be the worst possible.
I'm with you.
It's not eye for an eye. You don't need to do it that way. See, the problem was, God, I'm getting wrapped up in this right now. The problem was the SummerSlam, like, her losing in that way was the antithesis of everything that her character was about. Now, if you did that, and every single month since, every single week since, we hear Bianca Belair saying, I want Becky Lynch. I want Becky Lynch. I am the best. I can scout her better. I'll be more prepared. I'll know it. If we hear that every single week, that's one thing. Yeah. We haven't.
I mean, literally after SummerSlam, the first appearance we saw Bianca Belair, she came out and did the same entrance. I'm on my own. Like, 100%. She didn't. She wasn't even angry about it. Like mm-hmm. they gave her the Kofi Big E. It happened.
Can you do that
I'll
again?
Say it. I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting y'all know
in there and everything.
The best thing for this matchup is for Alexa Bliss to win, because maybe we'll get a possible matchup at WrestleMania. I think in WWE's mind, when I wear this Vince hat, I think like Vince. In Vince's mind, the way to redeem Bianca Belair is to have her beat Becky Lynch quicker than Becky Lynch beat her. It's not to have a competitive matchup at WrestleMania and then beat her that way and redeem herself. It's to redeem herself by having the similar win to Becky Lynch. So hopefully for the quality of in-ring work at WrestleMania, Alexa Bliss wins.
If Bianca Belair loses this matchup, I cannot wait to see the reaction on Twitter, specifically Jachelle Nicole, who is going to lose her ever-loving mind. If Bianca Belair loses this matchup, they will find a way to burn the internet down. The Bianca Belair stands are going to be, because there are a lot of people who have believed that this had been the story all the way through to this point.
And I don't. There are some stands out there, man. Like, like you talk about, like especially like Sasha, man. Oh my God, you say something about Sasha, and if it's not it doesn't have to be an insult. You can just be like, you know, I don't think that was one of Sasha's best matches. It was a very good match, but like she's had better. They'll be like, I mean, they come out. Oh my goodness, do they come out strong?
They would come at you like you said something about her mama. If you said something as simple as what you just said, they act like you. But I just the reason I was laughing when you was talking, because I came to the realization that we could possibly, after all the joy fans got for Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks' main event in WrestleMania last year, there's a possibility that neither one of them will have a singles match at this year's WrestleMania.
I really think Sasha and Lita could be a path.
I think I've told this to Rick, and I'll say it to you. I think we're getting Sasha and Bayley going after the women's tag team titles.
Oh, I forgot those existed.
I know. It's okay. Yeah. I remind everybody that they still.
Which exist. I mean, I'd be okay with it, but yeah, I mean, because they were great together. Yeah. But yeah, I forgot those existed.
I mean, probably maybe a triple threat if you throw the Bellas in. I honestly thought we'd see the Bellas a little bit more.
Who are they? Is that Zelina Vega and Carmella? Are they the champions? Yeah. Okay.
They're the John. They're the only tag team left in the women's division now that Rhea and Nikki have split up.
Just insanity.
New York's finest.
Insanity.
Royal Beauty. I came up with two different names for them. I did more work than WWE.
Yeah, they were at the Broga party last week though, so that was some good. That was some good screen time for them. I don't know how much our final match here. I don't know how much screen time this one's going to get, because if there's one thing that I have learned in Roman Reigns' title run, his historic run here with the Universal Championship, when he says something, that's usually what happens. He said he was going to smash and stack Daniel Bryan and Edge at WrestleMania, and God damn it, that is exactly what happens. So when he says he's going to Goldberg, I would not be surprised if that is exactly what he does. Superman punch, spear, maybe one more spear, and this bad boy is over and he's retaining. I got Roman Reigns going away in a landslide here. I don't think Goldberg gets in much offense.
Yeah, I don't see this going over 5 minutes. I think Roman Reigns dominates. He beats Goldberg and goes on to WrestleMania to hold up both gold at the end of the night.
Yeah, I'd kind of reverse book this from the Brock match at WrestleMania, where WrestleMania 33 I'm referring to here, where you know, Goldberg came out full steam and then Brock like made the comeback. I'd do more or less the same thing here, where, you know, Goldberg comes out super strong and two moves, three moves tops, and then Roman just flips the script and Goldberg, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't go much more than that here.
Do we think this is Goldberg's final match in WWE?
Could be.
I would love to see him versus Riddle or versus
Big E. I don't see him at WrestleMania this year.
It's, I don't know. It's very interesting with two nights, but I could see him slipping in, but there's no obvious matchup for him. So I could see this being his last match for a while.
Well, we know they're not going to give us the dream match of Big E and Goldberg. We know they're not going to do that. I mean, I think they,
look, Goldberg's on SmackDown now. So, you know, I'm joking. I mean, it's not the whole thing with Big E is that's a whole nother.
It's depressing. It's depressing, and it's pissed off the locker room, according to reports. It's pissed off fans, and I honestly think you see it in Big E's work the last few weeks. He just does not look as enthused to be out there as he was, you know, prior to really anything, prior to the WWE Championship run. Like, he just does not look like he's having that great of a time anymore. He'll get into it once the crowd gets roaring and gets behind him, but, man, he just looks... And I could be way off. He just looks like a shell of himself the last few weeks, to be completely honest with you. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. One iota. So that is the entire card. I think we agreed on pretty much every match, but like two of them. So again, a predictable pay-per-view, we think, anyway. But that doesn't mean it is going to be a bad show whatsoever. We do appreciate you guys tuning in. Before we get to trivia, got some house cleaning items here. Make sure you do subscribe, by the way, to the Believe in Pro Wrestling podcast channel, as well as ad-free shows on YouTube as well. And if you check out my pinned tweet, all right, you're going to see this bad boy, this graphic, all right? Follow the instructions, retweet it, and you could win $50 to shop AEW. We're going to be giving that away Sunday, March 6th, the day of the show. And by the way, if we get to 500 subscribers before March 6th, I'm going to double it to $100. That is your opportunity there. So make sure to subscribe to the Believe in Pro Wrestling podcast.
YouTube. Are either of you going to be at that show?
No, I have. I got limited travel. So I'm going to Dallas. I've already booked that flight.
I'll see you in Dallas. Pants. Okay.
Yes. I'm looking forward to
it. I will not be at WrestleMania itself. One of my best friends is getting married, so I will not be at WrestleMania. But I will be in Dallas, and there are some things that have yet to be announced that will be very fun. So
make sure to follow Mr. John Alba on Twitter there. Subscribe to ad-free shows on YouTube and follow them on Twitter and all of that good stuff. Before we get to our trivia, I got another little house cleaning item here. What's more important than peace of mind, guys? Nothing. That's the answer. And that is what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online with all of the threats that you face today on the internet. It is more important than ever to be sure that you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either. And plans start at under $4 a month. What? I said under $4 a month. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to NordVPN.com/believe or use the promo code BLEAV to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month. For free. It is also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. All right, it is that time that everybody has been waiting for. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, to see if John Alba believes that he can beat SP3 in a little Elimination Chamber-themed trivia challenge here, all right?
Let's Brother, go. You want to do late 90s, early 2000s baseball? I got you. But...
Yeah, you should have said that. I would have stacked the deck even more than
Travis Fryman was the first baseman for the 2000 AL All-Star team.
Okay. Whoa. I would have never guessed that.
All right. Just saying.
I did work at the last All-Star game in the old Yankee Stadium.
In 08. Very nice.
Yes. I worked
concession. Who won the home run derby?
Man, I was selling beer and making tips. I don't know.
What year was that?
You remember, Rick? Who won the home run derby at the 08 All-Star game?
08. Gosh, jeez!
It's Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
Was he a Yankee?
He was not a Yankee.
I was gonna say Matsui,
it was the year that Josh Hamilton like went nuts, and everyone thinks that Josh Hamilton won, but it was not. It was Justin Morneau. Sorry, I told you I can whip out the baseball trivia, but that's just me trying to get some clout in before I get destroyed.
John is adding to all his list of shows. He's going to host a baseball trivia show.
We are actually workshopping a sports show of sorts on Ad Free Shows, so be on the lookout.
Hey, you need a basketball guy? Call me.
You'll see.
A football guy? Hit up my DMs, man. I got you. Trust me, I got you. Joe Burrow is going to be taking the league by storm for decades. You need a guy like myself around. But no, speaking of the home run derby, there's only one memory I have stuck in my head, and that is Todd Frazier winning at home in Cincinnati.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, so damn beautiful to watch.
Tom's River, New Jersey zone.
Yep. And then he got traded like 3 weeks later. All right. So let's get into this. Here are the rules. It's going to be three rounds. The first two rounds are timed. You'll each have one question in round two. There are multiple answers to this. You have 30 seconds to give me up to 10 of those answers. Round two, same situation, except you have 10 seconds to give me five. And then we will have one question at the end, which is worth however much I determine it's going to be at the end.
I just blacked out on all that, so it's fine. It's whatever. I got a hot lamp on me. It's all right. We're good.
All right. I'll let SP3 go first. All right. So he knows. So you can kind of get a feel for this. We got music, by the way. So you'll have all when the music stops, that's when you know you're out of time to answer. So, Sid, are you ready for your first question?
I'm doing this under protest, but go ahead.
Chris Jericho holds the record with the most career Elimination Chamber eliminations. He has exactly 10 of them. When the music starts, you have 30 seconds to name as many of those eliminations as you can. We're looking for the superstars here. You ready?
No, but go ahead. The Undertaker, Booker T, RVD, I'm blank. Randy Orton, Kevin Nash. Who else has he been in? Rey Mysterio. Edge. John Cena. I don't know. John Morrison. R-Truth. Batista.
That's it. Got four. I'm actually very impressed. Oh, you got four of them. The answer.
I literally was just naming people I know he's been in an Elimination Chamber with.
Oh, man. So he's been in 8 Elimination Chamber matches and has stretched out.
That's crazy.
Kane, Booker T.
Kane would have been the first one that would have come out of my mouth.
For some
Kevin
reason,
Nash,
that was beyond a blank.
Yeah. Kevin Nash, Edge, JBL. Umaga.
I didn't mention Edge.
That's Umanga to you, Rick.
Yeah. Edge was the one of the four that you got.
Oh, okay.
That's Umanga to you.
Umanga.
Mike Knox. You remember Mike Knox?
Of course.
Yeah.
Undertaker. Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler. Those were the 10. All right, John, you see how it works?
Unfortunately, let's do it.
Okay. You have 30 seconds to name up to 10 of the 20 men who are credited with winning an Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to try. Okay.
All right. Here we go. When you hear the music.
Shawn Michaels, Daniel Bryan, The Undertaker, Edge, John Cena, Chris Jericho, oh my God, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar. Okay, all right.
This is his first appearance in Elimination Chamber on Saturday.
Oh, Brock. True.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. You got seven. That was good.
Did Orton win one? Orton?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I'm surprised you didn't get Triple H. Did you? He didn't.
Did I not say Triple H? Oh my God! I thought I said Triple H. Oh yeah, Triple H, obviously.
No. Yeah, Triple H, Cena, Daniel Bryan, Edge, Jericho, Orton, Taker, Punk. Kofi Kingston. There were tag team matches as well.
Oh, Kofi,
New Day.
Yeah, Kingston.
Ryback.
Miz Morrison.
Oh, Ryback, the Intercontinental title one. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
McIntyre.
I remember all the worst ones.
Bray Wyatt won his first WWE.
I just did an episode on Bray Wyatt winning the chamber too. I'm disappointed. I can't believe I didn't say Triple H. Wow.
Yeah. Bad. Jack Swagger. Did you say Swagger?
I did not say Swagger.
That's the one I always forget.
And then Big E and Xavier were listed as winners, but I'm not sure if they were both in there, which is why
it was Big E, Xavier, and Kofi. They were the only 3-man team in that tag team elimination chamber.
Yes. All right.
Gave him the one that I wanted. I don't know the people that Chris Jericho eliminated.
I actually could have done okay with the Jericho one, I think.
See, he could have. Yeah. Oh, man. He's even giving me.
I'm very niche. Very niche.
All right. So the score is 7-4. Favor of John Alba. Again, round two, you have 10 seconds to give me up to 5 answers. Sid, you're going to go first.
I go first. We're not doing snake stinks now? Or no?
No, we're going first. The first women's Elimination Chamber match happened back in 2018 for the Raw Women's Championship. You have 10 seconds to name 5 of the 6 competitors when the music starts.
Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Sonya Deville, Liv Morgan, Mandy Rhodes.
I could have done that one.
You got 4. You got 4. Alexa Bliss, Mickey James, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Bayley, and I didn't type out the last one. I believe it was Sasha Banks, actually. So you got 5.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got 5. I forgot to type out the 6th answer. I was like, wait a minute. Sasha sounds right, but I didn't write it down. So that was my bad. So you got all 5. So the score is now 9-7.
Give him a hard one. Come on. You give me 2 back-to-back hard ones.
I didn't think that one was that hard. That was recent.
I got 2 right. 2-year-olds. I don't remember that stuff.
That's fair. That's a good point.
All right, John, you have 10 seconds to name up to 5 of the men who have competed in 5 or more Elimination Chamber matches.
Triple H, Chris Jericho, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, John Cena, Rob Van Dam, Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, Daniel Bryan.
All right, sorry, okay. I lost. That last one was for Orton. You got 4. Okay. Jericho, Orton, Cena, Triple H, Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan, Kane, and Sheamus.
Sheamus, yeah, okay.
All right, so that's 4. You had 7. So the score is 11-9. So this final question will be worth 3 points, SP3. Right, 3 points.
Are we doing snake style for this one at least?
No, this is buzz in. If you get it right, you get it right.
How do you buzz in?
Oh, say your name. You just say your name. Okay. 2-part question. The Elimination Chamber match made its debut in 2002. At what pay-per-view was that match featured?
SP3.
Hey, wait. Do I have to wait till the question?
He didn't specify.
Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't get the second part out, but we'll
go ahead.
Let me start over again.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait till I finish the question. The Elimination Chamber match made its debut in 2002. At what pay-per-view was the match featured and who won it?
John.
SP3.
John got in.
It was Survivor Series 2002. Shawn Michaels won it.
That is it. We got a winner.
There you go.
And that wasn't even any buffoonery in that one. That wasn't like Alex McCarthy playing Price is Right to beat you. To come back behind the beach.
I was already defeated because I was anticipating this. And then you gave me the two harder of the four questions. No, the second one you gave John was pretty hard. But other than that, you gave him a whole bunch of easy questions. You literally gave him the victory, but take your time, cut your promo, John.
You want to know John, this is when you win. You win time to lay out anything and everything that you got going on, good sir. Cut your promo.
Am I snapping into Emmy Award-winning John Alba character here? Because I will if you want me to.
Yes, do it. Go,
you see, man. Here's the thing. Pro wrestling is built on a magic trick. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Sometimes you just come across a magician that is so intense, so mystifying. They can turn water into wine. They can turn a stack of cards into a flock of doves. They are so naturally authentic that everything they do that makes them legitimate is very much undeniable. See, that's the Emmy Award winning John Alba coming out right now. And you can find me across the independent circuit. You can find me on Twitter at John Alba, Instagram, John_Alba. I'm the host of The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, dropping every single Friday. So it dropped today as you listen to this. Our episode's on Big Money Matt, featuring an interview with Private Party. Unfortunately, we had a bum mic cable for that, but we still made it work. So you could go check that out wherever you get your podcast. The Wives of Wrestling, dropping every single Monday. It is your Monday happy hour. You see behind me that bottle of Jameson. We drink it. We have a swear jar where we do color-coded beads. I got the jar right here. Everything is nice and dandy. There it is. Nice heart there. I appreciate you guys having me on. You can check me out also at adfreeshows.com. And yeah, there's a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, good stuff. We appreciate you coming on, John. I know you got a very, very busy schedule. SP3, we got some more business to do later today, do we not?
Yeah.
He's like, this is news to me.
This is news to me.
Aren't we doing True Heel Heat today?
Well, we're starting at 1, so I don't know if that works for you. You never
told me the 1 o'clock time frame. No, I don't get off my day job until 2.
Check out True Heel Heat 163, 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time over on the True Heel Heat YouTube channel. Myself, Miss Chrissy Love, Top Guy JJ, going to talk about Cody Rhodes leaving AEW, going to talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin's potential in-ring return at WrestleMania, and preview Elimination Chamber, Impact No Surrender, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and more.
A lot going on. It's a good time to be in the pro wrestling business. Make sure to follow me at Rick Uccino, spelled like you see on the screen. For those in the podcast channel, RickUccino. And please make sure to subscribe to the Believe in Pro Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel and hit the thumbs up on this video if you enjoyed yourselves. You would be shocked how important that really is to us people who run a YouTube channel. Make sure to hit the thumbs up, comment, let us know how you're doing, and feel
I thought
free to
you
get
were saying if they enjoyed it, they would be shocked, which honestly,
that, I mean, I maybe like, I don't have that great of self-confidence. Like, on, so, I mean, yeah, yourself, there's that too. Brother.
There is that. I killed Sid. So.
That was great.
I think we just end it right there. You've been listening to the Elimination Chamber preview show on the Believe in Pro Wrestling Podcast, brought to you by Bet Online.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.